Hi, I'm Tim, an alcoholic. Thanks for asking me to talk tonight. I'm here by the grace of God, and I'm really, really happy to be sober. It's been a kind of a hard trip for me to get here, because when I got here, I did not want what you guys had. I was scared, and to come to these rooms took a lot of nerve for me. And when I started coming, after, you know, I saw my brother die first about 10 years ago. He died of alcoholism, and he died of a heroin overdose. And I saw that happen, and it didn't scare me at all. I just kept using and drinking and on and on. And I finally got to these rooms after I almost died. I ended up in the hospital for about 3.5 weeks with pancreatitis from drinking and using drugs. And I was in intensive care. When I got out of intensive care, my roommate that I went into the room with was an AA, thank God. And I started going to meetings with him. And it was hard. I mean, I came in these rooms, if I didn't get a little bit of attention as a newcomer, I felt I was being like, you know, we don't want you here. You just go back out and use. But then when I started going to meetings, that people started knowing me, and I started talking to people, and I started getting to know them, I started warming up to it a little bit. But it was slow and hard. And right today, I'll have 2 years in February, and by the grace of God, I mean, I'll say that again, because one thing I do have is I've got a higher power. And I may not, when I first got here, I tried to work the steps. I did the steps, but I did them half-ass. And after that, I kind of laid off the steps. I started them again now, and I'm getting well again. I start getting really crazy and, you know, like having a pain inside that I didn't know where it was coming from. And it kind of pushed me towards starting the steps over again. And the thing is, with Alcoholics Anonymous, I never realized this, though. Now that I feel like I fit in, I never realized how much love there is in these rooms. Because, I mean, you see the newcomers come in, and I always try to talk to newcomers, but sometimes I don't feel like, you know, comfortable talking to them, and then I always end up just shaking their hands and walking away. But I'm getting warmer every day, you know, as I do the steps and get closer to my higher power. I'm just glad to be here, and I know that my sponsor is here, and he knows how half-assed I did the steps. And, you know, I thought I was different. I just thought I was different. I didn't need that stuff. I can be sober without him. And I thought I was special, to tell the truth. I thought I was a different case. It was harder for me. You know, I had a different type of life, and let's face it, we all had the same kind of experience, you know, just starting to ruin our lives. I ruined my life, pretty much. It's great now, but it was bad, and it's getting better now. When I was about, I would say 22, I realized that I was enjoying alcohol a little bit too much and drugs. And then I would not use for a long time, you know, and then I would use again. And when I it was about 10 years ago, and I really got into drinking and using at work, at night, and it got out of control until that hospital incident. And all I know is that the people here have welcomed me and kept me sober by the grace of God in these rooms, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you.